Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry. He'll be back tomorrow. Over the years, you know, government-funded organizations have issued public service announcements, many of them iconic, like this one, telling kids to stay off drugs.
This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Everybody remembers that one. Well, they've also told us about drunk driving, for instance.
When friends don't stop friends from drinking and driving. Friends die from drinking and driving. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Well, in New York City, the mayor, Michael Bloomberg, is famous now for going after vices in the Big Apple: smoking bans, high cigarette taxes, drugs, and of course those sometimes ridiculed soda ads. Well, there's another public health problem that the Bloomberg administration is targeting on the airwaves. Listen to this.
I feel beautiful when I help others,
when I play with my friends.
I feel beautiful when I score a goal.
We're beautiful the way we are.
That's a new public service announcement from the NYC Girls Project, a public health campaign focused on improving body image of girls in New York City. Now, no doubt it sounds well-intended, but it also raises some questions about the government's role in healthcare and whether body image is indeed a public health issue. And helping us to tease it out is Samantha Levine, who conceived the NYC Girls Project. Hi, Samantha.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Joining us also, Emily Rem. She's managing editor of Bust Magazine, a magazine that covers news and culture from a feminist perspective. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Well, Samantha, let's start with you. Describe what the campaign is and why you decided to push it forward in New York City.
It made a lot of sense for New York City to pursue this initiative because body image and self-esteem issues have real health consequences for girls. They have been associated with eating disorders, increased likelihood of obesity, which may seem counterintuitive, increased likelihood of smoking, alcohol abuse, bullying, early onset of sexual activity, and teen pregnancy. So in addition to helping girls feel better about themselves, there is a definite reason for a health intervention.
And Samantha Levine, you're ready for this question because it comes up almost every time the Bloomberg administration takes on one of these issues, especially with ads or laws. You're telling people how to live. You're getting the city into people's private emotions, their private decisions, and their private lives.
I don't think this campaign is telling people how to live. Rather, we're putting out there information that will help girls feel better about themselves, that will help them believe that their value comes from who they are and what they do as opposed to their appearance. And it also puts out there images that counter the traditional idea, or rather ideal, of what is beautiful, which was very important to us.
Emily Rems from Bust Magazine, you ride the subways, I assume, in New York City, and you watch television, and you also think about body image and about girls' issues. The motivations are definitely noble. Can a PSA work? Can this actually work to help solve the problem?
I think bringing it into the public conversation is valuable, for sure. The way that it's brought into the public conversation, I think, can really determine the value overall, and that's why I have some issues with the fact that the tagline is "I'm beautiful the way I am." If the emphasis of the campaign is supposed to be that value comes from character, then, you know, the use of that very loaded term "beautiful," which is so often used as the baseline of worth for girls in a way that it's not at all used for boys, I think it gives a mixed message. It reinforces the idea that girls' worth comes from beauty as opposed to the other elements of their character.
That beauty is still the priority, even if other things qualify as beautiful.
Right.
Well, then the question then becomes, let's take an 11 or 12-year-old girl riding the subway or watching television after school. We heard that ad. You've been a 12-year-old girl before. I haven't, so I have to ask you, can seeing positive images in girls scoring goals or helping others really help change the way you think if you just go to the schoolyard the next day and experience the same pressures?
I was thinking about this specifically. I was, you know, an 11, 12-year-old girl being tormented because of my appearance. So it's definitely an issue that I can connect to very directly. I don't know if while living that experience of seeing an ad of some other girl being called beautiful would necessarily resonate with me, but I can see how it might change the approach of maybe the adults in that girl's life who may also be contributing to that body pressure. There could be authority figures or other adults in that girl's life who see the campaign and maybe adjust their way of interacting with a girl who might be having body image issues. And that could bring about a lot of really positive change.
Samantha Levine, this is your project, and I know that you've thought about this. The intentions are definitely laudable. Is there a good evidence that any of these campaigns, like the Your Brain on Drugs, the most famous one of all time, actually help lower risk in these public health issues? Do they work? Can they?
If this becomes anywhere near as famous as Your Brain on Drugs, we will have succeeded far beyond our wildest expectations. This campaign is trying to do two very concrete things. First, we are trying to help girls believe that their appearance doesn't define them, but we are also very concretely trying to expand the definition of beauty. And we very deliberately chose to use the word beautiful in this campaign. Only 2% of women will describe themselves as beautiful. And we think it's very important that girls stop comparing themselves to a manufactured idea of beauty and embrace their own inner and external beauty. And we wanted to put out there images of real girls calling themselves beautiful so that the girls who ride the subways, who ride the buses and walk on the streets see images of themselves reflected back at them saying, "I'm beautiful," and that hopefully they'll then internalize that and say, "Wow, she looks like me. She says she's beautiful. So am I. I don't need to look like that model or that woman on TV. I can be beautiful the way I am."
So it sounds like, Samantha Levine, that Emily's criticism of the word beautiful, you're saying that beauty as a concept is always going to be important to girls. We're going to redefine what beauty means. It doesn't mean your hair or what size dress you wear. It can mean what kind of person you really are.
It can be what kind of person you really are. And it doesn't have to be the particular image that someone else has decided it is.
Emily Rems, how does that strike you?
It strikes me as a noble ideal. I would flip it around and think young boys also have self-esteem issues around different qualities. Would it be equally applicable to have a boy in an ad that says, like, "I'm a leader, I'm adventurous, I'm outgoing, I'm beautiful the way I am"? Like, you would never see an ad that way. And I think the fact that it's being so specifically targeted towards girls in a way that it would never be targeted towards boys means it needs some more examination.
Well, girls in New York City on the subways, on the buses, and at home watching television have a new message from the Bloomberg administration. You're beautiful just the way you are. Samantha Levine is in charge of that project, the NYC Girls Project, and Emily Rems, managing editor of Bust Magazine, joined us as well. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Caroline from New York, New York. When it comes to body image, I really think age is a factor with whether or not you're comfortable, because older people tend to always look at older photos of themselves and think that they felt or looked a lot better when they were younger. So I think the older you get, the more comfortable you get.
You're calling in on the idea of image. And from Eugene, Oregon, we got this. "I love my jiggles and rolls more than ever. This body gave birth to a big, healthy, strong baby." Give us your take at 8778MyTake. Send us your tweets at The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick in Washington. John Hockenberry's back tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.